Good morning, everyone. Today is the 25th of July, Sunday morning. You know, I have been guilty in the past and probably will be guilty in the future as well. Not my intentions, but to be overcritical of other people, those that are in the faith. We're never going to agree on everything while we're down on this earth, I guarantee you. We're going to see things a little differently. But if we're ascribing to the central truths of the gospel, should we not be edifying and building each other up? Scriptures are replete with these admonitions. You know? Galatians 5:15, but if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. Romans 12:10, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor preferring one another. Galatians 5:26, let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. Ephesians 4:2, and be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. James 5:16, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Colossians 3:13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Well, we are told to build each other up, to edify, especially during the times we're living in. We need one another. John 13:34, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. Romans 14:5, one man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike, let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. You know, we're told in the 24th chapter of Matthew, the 10th verse, that then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. One of the examples of us being one of God's elect is to build one another up in the most holy faith. 1 Peter 3:8, finally, my be all ye of one mind, having compassion one another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. And I could go on and on. There's so many different passages, you know. When I was coming up, the Simon Garfunkel sang that song, I am a rock, I am an island. A lot of people have that idea. They are a rock. They are out there, an island of them, unto themselves. They don't need anybody. The only rock we need is Jesus Christ. We're not rocks unto ourselves. We're not an island. And so if you are kind of staying off to yourself and not fellowshipping with other Christians, and if you think you have all the answers, I got news for you, you don't. But we know that all of our answer is Christ, but what I'm saying is we don't know every finite detail of everything. We're never going to agree on everything. May the good Lord be with you today. God bless.